School districts all over the country are facing more pressure under the federal No Child Left Behind Act, especially New York City, where nearly a quarter of the schools have been identified as needing improvement. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is tackling the challenge by cracking down on principals and reorganizing the vast bureaucracy of the nation's largest school system. But the principals say these reforms don't recognize the real challenges they face every day. In our second of two reports on how schools are responding to the No Child Left Behind Act, Beth Fertig of member station WNYC examines how the changes are viewed by one New York City principal.
Karina Costantino doesn't believe in bullhorns or whistles. The principal of Public School 22 on Staten Island can bring her students to order with a simple clap of her hands.
You're going to start to clap with me?
Every morning, Costantino gathers her students in the gymnasium, where she lines them up according to classroom.
Okay, I need everybody's attention. Thank you, fifth grade, that's a beautiful example.
Establishing order is the first priority here. Costantino and every principal in the city face tough new performance targets under the federal No Child Left Behind law. At the same time, Mayor Michael Bloomberg has just launched the city's most ambitious school reform plan in 30 years. He's begun by giving principals report cards and by threatening to fire 50 of them by June. But principals say these reforms may overlook the realities they face every day.
This is a very large school, pre-K through 5. I currently have approximately 1,270 students.
That's large, even for New York City. And keeping track of all these students is a challenge. About 60% of them in this working-class neighborhood are minorities, mostly Latinos. Test scores here are slightly better than the citywide average, which may be a reflection of Costantino's firm leadership over the last decade.
Okay, all talking stops. Your teachers are arriving.
As the students march off to their classes, Costantino is buzzing with energy. The rest of her morning will be spent just keeping chaos at bay in a building the size of a full city block, which she manages to race around in her famous 4-inch-high stilettos. At age 54, she hasn't slowed down a bit.
Within 1 second,
back in her office, Costantino has several appointments. At 8:40, she's already been here an hour and probably won't leave until 6 tonight. There's a new teacher to interview and parents demanding to meet with her. Two students were suspended for discipline problems. And then there's the gas leak she had to worry about the other day. A representative from the teachers' union has shown up suddenly wanting an explanation.
Okay.
Okay, Linda called and said that you had a problem, that you had to evacuate your new wing yesterday.
Well, actually, the problem started last week.
With all of these distractions, Costantino hasn't even gotten to her main priority, making sure that her students are learning. She won't even visit a classroom until nearly 11 a.m. When she does, she stands in the back, watching a third-grade math lesson using calendars.
Yes, what happens if I start at 7 and go to the week after that?
It equals 14.
Yes, so what did we add every time we go down one row?
Costantino spends a few minutes before she's called to another meeting. She wishes she could spend more time watching her students and teachers.
I love being in the classroom. I love being with the kids. I love working with the teachers. The paperwork, the discussion that I just had with the person that's fixing the air conditioning unit, the parent that's disgruntled with the bus company, all of that takes time from what I want to do, which is be in the classrooms.
Education experts worry new federal mandates for testing and school performance won't be successful unless principals have that time. Mayor Bloomberg says his new reforms will allow principals to focus more on academics. In a major speech recently, Bloomberg promised to slash the system's infamous bureaucracy, giving principals more support.
To those who object to these reforms, my answer is simply this. Children and parents are not concerned about protecting bureaucrats. They want quality schools, and that's what we're going to deliver.
Teachers and principals have heard these promises many times over the years, yet more than half of all elementary students in New York City aren't meeting state standards for reading. That's far below the ambitious target set out in the new federal law. Bloomberg is trying to tackle this with a new curriculum and a training academy for current and future principals. Its advisory board is being headed by former General Electric chairman Jack Welch, who says it's time to shake things up.
I think the main challenge is to create excitement, to make sure people don't come to dull jobs. We used to say in the corporation, any one of you jerk managers that's got a dull crowd hanging around with you don't deserve your job. Well, we'll say that to principals.
Not surprisingly, Welch's remarks didn't get a warm reception from principals. They haven't gotten a raise in 2 years. They're also angry about the new report cards. Karina Costantino got a C last year, even though PS22 scores in the top third citywide. Some test scores didn't go up enough. She also had a high number of suspensions, which she doesn't regret.
I would not be worth a dime if my building wasn't safe. And I would hope that as my children get used to being in my building, they know what I expect and they rise to that occasion. But I'm not going to think twice about suspending a child that belts another kid and has to send him to the hospital.
On that score, Costantino has strong support from her students' parents. Lara Emanuel says discipline is exactly why she sent her 5-year-old son here.
I think maybe that's one of the key things that makes this school very different. Just the fact that she doesn't tolerate whatever the kids think they want to do here.
Teachers are also feeling pressure both from the new federal law and the mayor's reforms. The city is moving to a new curriculum next fall. Third grade teacher Maria Simpson says these corporate style reforms aren't easy to apply to schools.
Our clients are children, and we have limited ability, the schools do, to address certain external factors outside of the school. And I think that kind of limits principals.
What is the matter? Oh, you're not feeling well, sweetheart?
As the school day winds down, Costantino finds herself comforting a sick child.
Let's go, Honey Bunch. You can't be sick. You're a star. Come.
It's not until school gets out at 3 p.m. that Costantino can finally retreat to an office. There, she can open some emails and look over her teacher's progress reports. As she thinks over the changes that are on the way, Costantino says she's willing to give Mayor Bloomberg a chance.
Do I think he's headed in the right direction? I give him credit for doing this. This was a difficult thing to do. And that took a lot of, I think, courage and commitment to a belief that change can happen. I'm just sitting back and waiting to see how it's orchestrated.
Just about everybody in New York City is waiting. Parents, teachers and students, the business community, all want to see how these reforms play out. So too does the federal government. If schools don't improve, the No Child Left Behind Act gives states broad new powers to intervene. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.